the airwaves. Dial in toll free, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us, of course, over on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the website features there completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Now, tonight, a little bit different from the average Free Talk Live program in that, first off, we aren't in our regular LRN.FM studios, and secondly, we are on location at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition. Of course, very happy to be here and be a part of this for what I believe is the fifth year in a row, I think, because we didn't move up here until late 2006, so we missed the 2006 Pork Fest. So starting in 2007 was when we began to appear at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's been a lot of fun every single year and just getting better and better. And happy to see some of our listeners out here at the event, as the event just is just getting rolling here tonight.
This is the first day, and it actually didn't start until, 1 p.m. or something like
that? I haven't the slightest clue.
That's when registration began.
I see.
Lots of people arriving at different times, even people arriving yesterday for the Pork Fest Day Zero.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, obviously, I think that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's Pork Fest prime time.
Coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
That's correct. But there's already hundreds of people here.
Absolutely. In fact, you and Stephanie were here last night for the, Porkfest Eve edition of the show. Technically, it started today, but a bunch of people were here last night, as I understand it. I wasn't here until this afternoon, but you guys came out early. I heard there were a fairly decent crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Here last night. So, and I guess Mandrick opened up his kitchen early. He opened it up at, 8 o'clock last night.
Wise man.
Yeah,
sure.
So it was great.
I was hanging out there myself. Had some food after the show and had some this morning.
Yep, I grabbed a burger after I got here and set up all the banners and such. But we're here, of course. We'll take your calls about anything as we always will. It is still Free Talk Live. The show still operates as it normally does. It's just that we're on location at the New Hampshire Porcupine Freedom Festival. And some we're going to tell you, obviously, more about the Pork Fest as time goes on here. The guidebook, itinerary, guidebook, program guide.
Program sounds good.
This thing is humongous this year. I mean, it is almost an actual book, clocking in at 40 pages.
Well, there's so much to do. The real trick is to make it readable and understandable for people.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to know, what can I do with this, at this day, at this time?
So you're here with the family, you and Laura and Jack,
yeah,
and the dog.
Oh, yeah.
So what were some of the Edgington family activities today?
Well, there were things, as I said, it's the start-off day, and so there were some crafts for the kids,
mm-hmm,
that kind of thing. However, I went with another family to Santa's Village down the road.
It's like Christmas all year long there, right?
It's a little amusement park, and it's really great. It's just my speed. I don't have to go on any of those rides that make me ill or jolt me around. And, they were good for my four-year-old, and everything worked out. It was awesome.
Great.
So, I'm never going to do bumper cars again, though. I think I've got a concussion.
You're getting old. So Santa's Village is like Christmas all year round there, right?
I suppose. I mean, if Christmas is hot and in shorts.
Right.
Yeah. But they've got a little water park there and all kinds of rides. Not the rickety kind. I mean, I went on the best Ferris wheel I've ever been on. I mean, it didn't sway at all. You know, Ferris wheels are always
so
making noise.
Has Jack already encountered other kids his age?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, Jack thinks this is wonderful. This is the best week of the year for him.
Great.
He gets to play on the playground, and there's kids all the time on the playground.
Well, I think it's fair to say this is the best week of the year for a lot of people, sure, not just people who are four. There are people of all ages here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's just a lot of fun to be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. And, of course, this is the place to do it. It's going on all week long, so if you're not here yet, don't worry. You've got plenty of time to get here. We're going to be going all the way through a Sunday. I think it ends at noon, so there's plenty of time to come up and check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival, learn more about the Free State Project, which is the reason why everyone is here in the first place. The Pork Fest is, if Pork Fest just stood on its own, it would be a really cool festival. There's live music, there's family activities, there's great people to hang out with, good food.
It's the Burning Man of the Liberty community.
You know, it really is. And so if it stood on its own, it would be a great festival. But it's more than just what it is. It's put on by the Free State Project, which means that the idea is we want to bring as many liberty-minded people all to the same place for good, not just for a week. I mean, it's cool to be here with all these people for a week, but it's really kind of an indicator of what things could be like, to some extent, you know, in a truly voluntary society, in a society in which we don't have people calling themselves the government with a monopoly on coercive force. What happens when people can consent and interact with one another?
Or at the very least, what would happen if you could arrest the growth of governments? Because governments are agencies that grow. It's just like, you know, any successful organization is going to grow, and the government tends to be at least semi-successful in the area of extracting money out of people. I mean, they say, well, you know, give us money or we're going to throw you out of your house or throw you in jail, one of those two, and people tend to pony up. So they're successful from their, you know, acquisition side when it comes to doing business. They're terrible at implementation. You know, whenever they're trying to build things, they tend to, the things that they do build and don't fall apart immediately are usually overpriced ridiculously. But, you know, they manage to, if you can just arrest the growth of one of these things, then the growth of the economy will make the government less and less significant over time.
I see what you're saying, but I think that we need to set our sights higher and expect that we're going to be able to roll back the government, not just stop it from growing.
Indeed, you shoot for your goals as you get them.
So what does that mean?
You take steps along the way.
Shoot for your goals as you get
the
them.
First
you
goal
have
is,
a, I think you have to have a big goal out there that
right.
you want to reach.
Sure, but the first step along that goal is to get people elected, then get to start arresting the growth of government. Then you can talk about rolling it back or doing whatever.
So once again, 855-453 allows you to take control of the airwaves here as we are live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Still to come here tonight, of course, there's, you know, stuff in the news and also interesting guests with which we can speak. The third microphone is also here for anybody that just wants to step up, join in the conversation. Because normally, Free Talk Live is an open phones panel discussion where, you know, we'll take your calls about anything. And so in the same way, we'll take your sitting down on our show about anything, too. I mean, what do you call it when someone sits? So we'll take your guest seat.
An open mic.
Yeah, you're welcome to join us on the air if you're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And
assuming I haven't put somebody else's guest up already, right?
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing, Mark. I don't know what you have planned. You were asking me who I wanted, so I felt that meant that you didn't know exactly who was going to be coming up. Is there someone coming up imminently?
There's no one scheduled.
Great. Then there's an open seat.
Got a bunch of people coming.
To come up. There's already a gentleman back here who is interested in talking. So 855-453 plus. Coming up, we get a chance. There's a letter to the editor that I wanted to share, and this was written to our local newspaper. This could be written anywhere, where you live, for instance. The reason it was written is because of the peace vigil part of the parade that we did on Memorial Day. Remember, we talked about this on the air. I think you were kind of questioning whether or not it was a good idea. You said you wouldn't have done it, I don't think.
The stepping in behind the parade.
Yeah, at the very tail end of the parade, having four people with signs that reference peace in what was obviously a pro-war parade
on Memorial
Day. It was
a bold move, I've got to say.
And it upset somebody, and that somebody decided to write themselves a letter to the editor. So I wanted to share that with you. And also, there's a great response that was written by Daryl Perry, who we've had Daryl on the show a few times. He's also the newest blogger over at freekeen.com. I'm not going to read his response, because we'll probably end up covering some of the same ground. But he did a great job of writing back to this lady in the local paper in Keene, New Hampshire. And actually, it turns out the woman that wrote the letter actually lives down the street from me. So it's just one of those things. You live in a small place like Keene, New Hampshire, and people are not far away from you.
No.
Even those who vehemently disagree. And I think that it's valuable to be close to people, even those who disagree, because it makes them more human and it makes them more real, and as opposed to just some random letter that shows up in a newspaper in
sure.
some big city. There's more to how people can interact when you can get to know who's who. So 855-453, I'll share that if we get a chance. We're also going to take people in here on the guest mic. And, of course, you can join us live here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2012 edition. We're here at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The view is absolutely spectacular. We'll come back with more and your thoughts as well. More Free Talk Live is next.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you've got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775, 1-800-732-7775.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. joining you tonight. It is Ian here.
And Mark.
And so we're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition. Of course, much to discuss with our friends that are here and people that we don't know yet. Also, guests that we've had on before, I'm sure we'll have on again, and probably some guests we've never had on before as this week continues and it's just getting started here tonight. You can go to porcfest.com to learn more about the event, porcfest.com. Mark, do you have something that you can tell me about?
Sure. Let me tell you about Bitcoins. They're the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. And there's going to be lots of different alternative currencies being used here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Bitcoins are certainly going to be one of them. And you can find out more about Bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. And you owe it to yourself, because Bitcoins are changing the Internet. They're changing the world. And this is a currency where you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing to pay any money or taxes or anything to anyone. Just send money and receive money. You sell something for 10 Bitcoins, then you'll get 10 Bitcoins if somebody sends 10 Bitcoins. There's no extra fees. And if you want to get Bitcoins and trade them for cash, all you have to do is go to bitinstant.com. You can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash. There's at banks and Walmarts and CVS. There's thousands of locations available across the United States. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, first visit bitinstant.com.
All right, so once again, 855-450-FREE. You can join us at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for news updates as well. To be kept in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. Once again, news.freetalklive.com. Coming up, a letter to the editor from somebody very upset about something that that activist did by walking in a Memorial Day parade with peace signs, and this person did not like that very much. But first we go to our third microphone here, as we have a special guest with us tonight, and I believe it is it Phil, is that right?
It is.
Let me turn your mic on, that might help. Phil, sit right in close on that mic so everyone can hear what you have to say, and I do mean close, actually really close, thank you for that. So tell me, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was, am I on?
You are.
Oh, excellent. All right. I was on the show a few months ago. As I said a few months ago, I'm the president of Michigan Open Carry. We're a group that advocates for the lawful open carry of firearms, open handguns, rather.
Do you not have that in Michigan? You don't have open carry? You do have it. Okay.
Absolutely. And just a real quick shout-out, because I know someone listens to the show a lot. His name's Jared. He's one of our members.
We don't normally do shout-outs on Free Talk Live. We'd rather talk about important things, because if everybody came on and did a shout-out, then it would be pretty... bad to listen to that. So so tell me more about your organization. It sounds like you're trying to encourage open carry in order to preserve the right to open carry, because it's not illegal.
It's not illegal, and we want to show people that good people carry handguns also.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened last week. There was a Jesse Jackson, maybe you may have heard that he's organizing events around the country, Guns Out, Jobs In. His theory is that if you get rid of guns in an area, that jobs will come back, like Detroit.
So that's what has made people leave Detroit.
But do you have any idea what he's based this theory upon? Is there a working model of this?
Just that, guns promote crime.
Okay.
And crime scare away employers and businesses.
Because I live in a town where I think every house probably has a gun in it, the vast majority of them. And there's plenty of business being done there. It just doesn't seem like I don't see the correlation.
Yeah, I think it's pretty ridiculous to suggest that guns promote crime. It would seem to me that a criminal, if they are intent upon committing a violent act upon another human being or robbing that person or whatever, they're going to use whatever tool they can access. It doesn't seem that guns would promote crime. It just seems like, they might assist a criminal in committing a crime. But as you've said, Mark, they're a tool, and tools can be used
to prevent
different
crime
purposes.
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was going to go, looking for places to commit crime, it would probably be where the guns have been taken out.
Well, the funny thing is that they're organizing these rallies in 25 cities. And there was one held in Detroit, not by Jesse Jackson, but by one of his minions, I guess. And they had several days to prepare for this. I think I didn't attend the event myself, but I heard that three people showed up. But we found out, we got word about the event, their event, about two or three hours before the event started. And we organized somewhere around 30 to 40 counter-protesters that showed up. Many of them lawfully, openly carrying handguns. So it was kind of funny. They had like three people that showed up, and we had this giant crowd that showed up that was counter-protesting them.
Was there any news media that showed up?
No, that's the funny thing. The news media covered it in the morning, and that's how we found out about it. That the news media covered it in the morning. But then afterwards, there was like one or two stories about it, and one or two stories said that there was a dozen people there, so I guess three gets rounded up to a dozen. And they didn't mention anything about the several dozen people there that were calling the protest.
That's typical.
Yeah, it is typical.
Typical mainstream media news coverage. So, Phil, tell me, is this your first time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
It is. My wife and I are here in New Hampshire, and this is our first time here, and this is my first time in New Hampshire.
Wow. So, did you just get here today, or were you in last night?
We came in late last night, around 11.
Mm-hmm. So what have you been thinking about it thus far?
Oh, you know, we're just walking around, getting to know a bunch of people, and trying to figure out more about New Hampshire and the Free State here. I'm possibly looking forward to moving in here in several years.
Well, one thing's for sure, if you're into gun freedom, New Hampshire is one of the better places to have more gun freedom, unless you're a felon, of course.
I'm all for freedom in all aspects.
Great.
But one thing, I was looking at your laws, because obviously before you go to a new state, you should probably look at the laws.
Mm-hmm.
And New Hampshire has no gun-free zones.
Meaning like around a school, for instance?
Around a school. Like,
what would be a gun-free zone where you come from?
In Michigan, gun-free zones are bars, churches, sports stadiums.
Now, there may be some bars that have a private rule against having a firearm, but that's interesting. You're saying there's no state law banning that.
Well, my reading of New Hampshire law, the only place that the law says you can't have a gun is in the courtroom.
Interesting.
I think we need to
change that one.
It may be colleges, too, that have these rules against people having guns.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, Brad Jardis, one of our co-hosts on Free Talk Live, I'm sure we'll be hearing from him at some point over the week. I know he's here already, is involved in a lawsuit.
It's not statutorily.
Well, right, but it's been backed up by the courts. So it is effectively a law where they have threatened people for carrying firearms on college campuses, even though they are extensions of the state and should therefore be allowed, should be allowed because they are state-funded. In some cases, they're actually state-run colleges. But at this point, the court system is refusing to allow people with guns on campus, and they're backing the school system. Brad Jardis is currently involved in a lawsuit on that process, and apparently he's gotten the ball running again. Or rolling, rather, on that, as per his post that he made just the other day over at freekeen.com. So for the people that were wondering about that, because he did a protest back in December at a college, which made some headlines here in New Hampshire, maybe even made some headlines nationwide, and I was wondering if he was going to go forward with that, and it sounds like he is, so he's back on that case. And Phil, I appreciate you coming down to talk to us today. There's more coming up live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2012 edition. Of course, we'll take your calls as well. We still have the ability to do that, even though we're way out in the woods of New Hampshire, right near the White Mountains. A beautiful view here and the LRN.FM studios, and we'll return here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's toll free. 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. GCN, I got no audio unless my clock is wrong.
Then try Andro 400.
And I apologize about that. So it should be an atomic clock, but apparently it's not on atomic time right now. So we are going to continue here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And as I said before, I've got a piece from the Keene Sentinel. And Mark, you said you had a special guest coming up here. And what time is that expected to happen? You said you had we're still on the air, apparently, because my clock was apparently wrong, so I had actually unplugged your microphone there.
Excuse me.
Who was your guest that you had coming up?
I'm hoping to get Tammy Simmons.
Tammy Simmons. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. It is an unusual edition of Free Talk Live, and it will be for the entire week. We are just kicking off the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I'm so excited to be here. It's great to be back at Rogers Campground. You know, I love the Liberty Forum, which is the other event that the Free State Project puts on every single year in the wintertime. But Pork Fest has, a special place in my heart that is slightly above the Liberty Forum. It's longer, so, you know, instead of just a weekend, you get a full week of interaction with other people that actually get what freedom's all about. And it's just, you know, it's a little bit more fun to be out on a campground in the middle of summer as opposed to cooped up in a hotel in the wintertime in New Hampshire. So it's good to be here. And you can go to porkfest.com to learn more about the event. Of course, we'll be talking more about it as the night goes on and as the week goes on as well. 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight.
Check out gold.freetalklive.com. If you're looking to get some precious metals, one of the best places to do that is gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do we have some of the best places you're going to be able to find, best prices you're going to be able to find collected in one place, but you're helping Free Talk Live when you buy there. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to get to right to the phones here and to the fun. Sean is listening in Hibbing, Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing?
Hey, Sean, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to your update about the ruling to not allow people to carry handguns on campus, on college campuses.
This was in New Hampshire, just to be specific, but go ahead, sir.
Right. And I just, every time I hear that, it's just a little bit scary because, I mean, I would agree with it if the criminals also followed those rules or the bad people followed those rules.
For
but
sure.
They don't stop at the door and, you know, and just say, oh, wow, looks like I have to go put my gun back in my car, you know. And so it just, I would agree with that, but I think that if the college is going to try to enforce something like that, I think they need to also put in place protection for the students. I think that they should have, if you're not going to allow people to protect themselves, I think that they should have to have police on campus. Or somebody.
Well, they got them, but they're hanging out in, you know, offices or whatever.
Right. You want to talk about unreliable? I mean, if you're
a gun allows you to protect yourself. If you want personal protection when it comes to a bodyguard, then you know that's it's going to cost a lot per student.
Right. You know, and college campuses they charge so much in tuition, and I would imagine they probably wouldn't even have to pay for it if they just talked to their local law enforcement. I'm sure they'd be more than happy to put a couple people on.
Somebody's going to have to pay for that. I mean, I can tell you that where I come from, I live in a college town, and, I mean, I'm not there right now. We're in a different part of New Hampshire, but in Keene, it's a college town, and there's only so many cops that are available at any given time. If you want them to
there's
be
only 40 cops
on,
or 50 cops in the whole town
that's what I'm saying.
25,000 people.
Right, so if you want a certain number of them dedicated to the campus, and that's on top of the already existing campus security that's there, it's going to cost even more money, and somebody's going to have to pay for that. You're saying the college wouldn't, but that means the taxpayers of the town will have to pay for it. And usually when it comes to providing things for the college, taxpayers in the town aren't necessarily too, you know, they're not too cool with that. So I think that if the college wants to pay for its own security and the college is privately funded, then that's their business. But otherwise, I think that, and I think you probably would agree, right, Sean? Like, people just should be able to be free to defend themselves.
Right, absolutely.
Very good, sir.
I just think that the bad people don't follow the rules, you know.
They don't. That's why they're called bad people.
No doubt about it. Anything else you want to share tonight, Sean?
No, I sure appreciate you guys taking my call.
Great. Thanks for making it. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here tonight. Joining us in the studio here at Rogers.
Such that it is.
Yes, Roger, a much larger studio than we are normally used to, Mark. We actually have the potential, and we actually have a studio audience here tonight. Thanks for everybody for coming out here this evening. Really appreciate it. But joining us in the studio here on the third mic is Tammy Simmons.
Yes, that's me.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you guys?
Yeah, welcome back on Free Talk Live. I'm doing well. Great to be here. And so what brings you to Porkfest this year?
You know, same old thing that brings everybody else to Porkfest. Just getting together with a lot of good friends. We have our own group of like 70 or 80 people that come every year and
really?
Camp together.
How many years have you've been coming?
Well, I think this would be my fourth.
Okay.
I think.
Now, when you say you have your own group of people that come here, I mean, what does that mean?
We tend to attract the more political bend of the Free State Project and libertarian-minded people.
Yeah. And you're a state rep, right?
I am a state rep.
And how long have you been doing that?
This is my first. I'm just finishing up my first term.
2-year term.
Yep.
Right.
Are you going to go again? Are you going to run again?
Yes, I just filed on Friday at about 4:55.
Because some people are kind of burned out on that, I've heard, that they're really sick of it.
Well, I think it's exhausting. It's a lot more work than people think it is. And some people get very frustrated because we can't affect change as much as we would like to affect change.
Well, you need more people elected for that,
right? You need more people elected. And it takes time to convince people sometimes what seems obvious maybe to you or me. You know, somebody who's never thought about something in the same way.
What was shocking to me was when I heard from one person that they were not going to run again this year. We're talking about a free stater here who said he was not going to run. He was sick of the corruption in state government. And I thought, wow, you know, I mean, somebody who's fairly political, who's won an election as a state rep, you'd think that they'd want to keep going because, you know, if you're the incumbent, odds are good, you're probably going to win again.
Mm-hmm.
It was shocking to me.
There are a few of the freshman reps that just are frustrated with not getting as much accomplished as they would like. I happen to think that we did a few good things.
Right. Yeah,
I'd like to come back and do a few more. And
I was stunned by how much was done, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we
it's politics, it's slow, and corrupt. Is this a surprise to anyone?
Right. We stopped the repeal of gay marriage. We passed
that was
marijuana. We reduce the state budget by historical amounts. But for $1.20 of every $10 that they used to spend, they're not spending anymore.
You know what I loved about the gay marriage thing was that it was Republicans. You're a Republican.
I am a Republican.
And it was Republicans like you who voted to keep gay marriage in New Hampshire. And so it's kind of cool to be able to say, in New Hampshire, Republicans are a little different than what you might be used to.
As from somebody on the inside track, it was very interesting to watch only Republicans speak against the repeal.
Yeah. So the Democrats didn't give it all?
They didn't have to.
Oh, I see. Now, and you were just talking about the numbers as far as taxes and stuff like that, and I didn't get to hear what you said.
For every $10 that the state used to spend, they spend $1.20 less now.
Wow, that's great.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a big like cut out of...
10 point something billion dollars.
Now, I've been here in NHPR and the bureaucrats getting on there and howling about
because the sky's going to fall now.
Right, about how programs are being cut and things like that.
I haven't read about anybody like dropping like flies since we took.
Indeed, I haven't heard that either. And frankly, at some point or another, it's not easy when you're looking when you've been relying on a state program, and
exactly.
Sadly, that state program, it's inefficient and it's funded in a fashion that threatens to take away people's homes from them. I don't think that's a moral way to fund it.
This way, and this is one of the things you have to really think about. Every time we have to tighten our belts, it's the people who aren't benefiting from those programs that are constantly having to pay more or cut out of their lives. And instead of targeting the same group over and over and over again, we actually just took it and kind of made it a little bit more across the board. Mm-hmm. And everybody has to feel the pain a little because we've got such a bloated, government that we have to rein it in. And it's not only pinching the top of the barrel. It's pinching the whole barrel.
What are your plans for the budget in your, you'll be the incumbent. The chances are good of you winning. I hope so, too. I won a state delegate position, so I feel like a politician myself these days. And, so the chances are good that you get in. What are your hopes as far as the budget goes at this point? Are you going to hold the line?
Would hope that we can hold the line. I would hope that we can at least maintain a slight Republican majority so that we can keep moving in the right direction.
You think the Democrats are going to have a better year this year?
Oh, I do. We had a landslide.
It was a landslide. There's no doubt. Now,
if we come back with 300 Republicans again, I don't know what we'll do.
We'll come back with more here. Tammy, can you stick with us for a little bit?
Sure.
All right, so more with Tammy Simmons, one of the elected Free State Project participants here in New Hampshire. Your thoughts are welcome as well, but anything you want, it's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are live from the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. And the sun is just beginning to set on this, the very first day of this particular version of Porkfest, which I think is promising to be the absolute best thus far. The people that are behind the organizing of the event this year are great folks. It's Jason and Sharon Osborne of SACL CAI. Of course, Jason, longtime sponsor of this radio program. SACL CAI has been around in support of not just Free Talk Live, but also a number of other great liberty-oriented programs. Plus, SACL is one of the prime sponsors of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, along with
and the Osbornes, who are the principals there. They have been putting together the whole Porkfest event, so it's amazing.
Right. So tell me more about SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. So if you're a business, whether it, whatever kind of business it might be, if you've got a doctor's office or bank, utility, if you've got accounts receivable and it's driving you crazy, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They do a great job. They treat your customers with respect. They know that that's important. And you can get a hold of them by going through the banner at the top of the list on the right-hand side at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so 855-450-FREE allows you to bring up anything you want. We also bring in interesting people onto the third microphone to talk with us. And Tammy Simmons is with us, New Hampshire State Representative. And I got it wrong. Apparently you're not a Free State Project participant, and I apologize about that.
All right.
You had me fooled, because you're hanging out here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
In one day.
you're not somebody who's visiting New Hampshire, and you're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so... It's a reasonable presumption to think that you are actually a Free State Project participant. But you got connected with Free State Project participants at some point within the last, 5 or 6 years, something like that?
Decades? Gosh, like 2004, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know, a long time ago.
How did that happen for you?
What? Political events, actually. Mm-hmm. I know that's not always what everybody thinks of when they think of Free Staters, but prior to the Free State Project happening, we had a Senator Smith, and the Smith fans... got very frustrated when he was primaried by Senator Sununu,
mm-hmm.
and ironically, those people seem to go away, and the Free Staters seem to fill that niche. It was really kind of funny to watch. So I was like, "Who? I want to get to know some more of these people." And then, you know, you get to be friends with people, and one thing leads to another.
Would you have called yourself a liberty-oriented individual before that, libertarian?
I probably wouldn't have by name, no. Mm-hmm. I would have identified myself as a very conservative Republican, mm-hmm. although now I just think of conservative Republicans as more socially conservative Republicans.
Yeah. Well, I was talking with a lady the other day in Keene. We had Free Keene Fest, and there's a lady that came out who works with a homeless shelter, and I know her mm-hmm. through assisting with a homeless shelter. And she had said that she described herself as a conservative. I said, well, you're not one of those conservatives that wants to tell me what to do in the bedroom, are you? And she said, oh, no. And, you know, she went off to talk about, you know, what she believed in, and she ended up really liking the definition of voluntarism that I gave to her. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, you're not one of those conservatives.
No,
that's one of those words where if I were a conservative, I wouldn't want to associate with that word. Same way, I don't want to be a libertarian.
I would always have thought of myself as relatively socially conservative, which I now kind of find ironic, because actually it's, I guess you can be socially conservative, but I just don't think the government can be the one to make the decision on what kind of
personal life you can be socially conservative, but you're not trying to force it down someone else's throat.
And I definitely don't think the government should be the one doing it.
Right. I'm socially conservative, but if you want to be something other than socially conservative, I'll just consider you entertainment. You know, I mean, whatever it is you want to do, I'll, you know, chuckle and sit back here and watch. But, you know, I'm not going to necessarily go and do that kind of thing.
It was hard to, I mean, and then it was just over time that the liberty, pro-liberty, small L libertarian words just become more commonplace, and so I tend to call myself a small L libertarian leaning Republican.
Now, as I understand it, the first term of the new Republican revolution, or whatever they're going to call it here in New Hampshire, when the Republicans got back in here, this term was supposed to be about fiscal conservatism. And I think you guys did a really great job. Mm-hmm. You said that you cut 12 cents out of every dollar spent by the state.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks. Here, big high five. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But now, they also, you know, sort of left that hanging in that, well, the next term is going to be about social conservatism.
Meaning the upcoming term or the second year of the first term?
I'm not sure what I was hearing there.
I really do think that, I mean, you've got to keep in mind, we have 400 state reps in the state, and anybody can file any legislation
Absolutely.
They want. So regardless of what leadership might say, regardless of what anybody might say, anybody can file anything. And, you know, I mean, that's where the marriage bills come from half the time. I don't know that Republican leadership was looking to repeal gay marriage. I mean, they might say it in their campaign stuff.
They're not going to say it this year.
But I don't know that.
Stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, no, sadly, there's going to be Republicans who will still run on that.
Because
if they could just, you know, talk to people a little longer, they'll make them understand that it's okay to control some people.
But I'm talking about the state platform. You know, it's going to be
pretty thick
with libertarians this year.
Yeah.
Republican convention.
Yeah. Yeah, you think?
I think so. When I went there, it looked like a free state project event. And that was 2 years ago, and I can only imagine we've become more organized.
Yeah, I do think that more and more smaller libertarian types are getting involved in the Republican Party, which is, in my mind, really good, because I think the Republican Party, if it goes to its core values, really should be for just small, limited government and letting people live their own lives. So,
well, what I'd like to see is more liberty-minded people getting themselves involved in both of the political parties, not just the Republicans, but the Democrats as well. I know that Joel Winters, I think, is actually running again as a Democrat. He's
been
elected.
And I don't even have to run against him this time.
He's been elected as a Democrat before, and so he's running again, and I think that's great. So the more liberty-minded people that can be active in all of the parties, the better off we are. I mean, how great will it be? It's good. Day's coming. It may even be this year, from what I hear, when we'll finally have a Republican and a Democrat both running for state office, who are both members of the Free State Project in the same race.
I was going to say, you have that. Oh, Joel's Ward, he's running as the Democrat, and I think you have two free staters running as Republicans.
That's awesome. I'm so excited about that. How cool is that? I mean, you mentioned earlier that people don't think of politics when they think of the Free State Project, and I think that's too bad because there's
I would say that's the biggest success the Free State Project's had up to this point.
There's plenty of political opportunity here in New Hampshire. I mean, Mark was able to just walk right into this, this seat within the Republican Party without any challenge to it whatsoever. I mean, there's political offices just open.
There's House districts that if you just move there,
you're elected if you run for office.
If you move there and you can actually, you know, carry on a conversation and not sound totally crazy, then, you know, you could very easily win. If there are, there's districts like that, because there's some districts where people just don't register to run.
So one of the things that that you were talking about, Mark, is how these Republicans are running, liberty-minded people are running as Republicans for within the Republican Party. It's not a state office. It's some sort of office within the Republican Party to set the platform. You know, it'd be nice to see, you were talking, Tammy, about conservatism regarding the budget and cutting back and things like that. And, you know, you guys did a great job cutting the budget, which I don't think any other state government has actually done.
Not recently.
Yeah, in my lifetime. So that was a big deal, but obviously there's still waste everywhere, and you know, and so there's a lot more that can change. It would be nice to see the Republicans come out with a platform change, advocating for the end to you know, these consensual crimes that are filling up prisons. And you can, of course, come at it from a budgetary perspective. I mean, these jails, our friend Derek Jay is in a jail cell right now. He can't be here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival because of these consensual crimes. When I was in there, there were guys in there for driving, not drunk, just driving. And if you're drunk driving, you get like 3 to 20 days. But if you drive without government papers, they'll put you in for a year. And you want to talk about a cost to the taxpayer. These are people that are just going to work and are pulled over. And
Take allergy medicine and drive either, because apparently that's a crime going to be, you know, that's an awful thing now, too.
There are people in there for driving, people in there for prescription medication, people in there for cannabis. I mean, the whole place is just chock full of individuals who've never harmed another person. And then there's the violations of probation, which is another big money maker for the state, because they let these guys out on probation for 6 months to 3 years. And then they VOP because it's so easy to violate the probation. And then they're right back in there taking up another jail cell. I mean, if all those laws were repealed and those guys were let out of jail, the Cheshire County Jail could shut down 3/4 of its wings and operate at, you know, 1/4 of the current cost.
Sure would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that would be a great way to advance.
One law at a time, one piece at a time. It's going to be baby steps.
But that's the way I would sell it to the conservative crowd is, hey, you know, you may be uncomfortable with someone smoking a joint, but how do you like the idea of putting them in a jail cell for $30,000 a year or whatever it costs in New Hampshire to do that? Tammy Simmons, thanks for coming in here tonight. More coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition, as we have all kinds of content on the way. We're going to be here all week long, broadcasting live, 855-450-FREE.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.